God calls us to be children of the light, November 17. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day, we are not of the night, nor of darkness. The Bible is God's great director. It is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. It flashes its light ahead, that we may see the path by which we are traveling, and its rays are thrown back on past history, showing the most perfect harmony in that which to the mind in darkness appears like error and discord. In that which seems to the worldling an inexplicable mystery, God's children see light and beauty. The Israelites placed over their doors a signature of blood, to show that they were God's property. So every child of God in this age will bear the signature God has appointed. God declares, "I gave them my Sabbaths, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify them." When people say that the law of God is abrogated by the testimonies of the fathers, they are teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. We are living in a momentous period in this earth's history. The great conflict is just before us. The man of sin has worked with a marvelous perseverance to exalt a spurious Sabbath, and the disloyal Protestant world has wandered after the beast and has called obedience to the Sabbath instituted by Jehovah disloyalty to the laws of the nations. Kingdoms have confederated to sustain a false Sabbath institution, which has not a word of authority in the oracles of God. The great conflict now being waged is not merely a strife of humans against humans. On the one side stands the Prince of Life, acting as our substitute and surety. On the other, stands the Prince of Darkness, with the fallen angels under his command. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. There will be a sharp conflict between those who are loyal to God and those who cast scorn upon his law. The church has joined hands with the world. Reverence to God's law has been subverted. The religious leaders have taught for doctrine the commandments of men. As it was in the days of Noah, so it is in this age of the world. The truly loyal will not be carried away by the current of evil. They will not throw scorn and contempt on that which God has set apart as holy. The test comes to everyone. There are only two sides. Which are you on?